Hello?
Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, for quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Now, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
That's correct. I'm not driving and I'm in a safe place, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And in which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Okay, thank you so much. And in which county in Texas do you currently live right now?
Clayburg.
Okay, thank you so much. And of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone? Some on a cell phone and some on a... Okay, thank you.
On a cell phone.
And are you registered or is anyone in your household... I'm sorry, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first of all, can you tell me, in what year were you born?
1981,
okay, thank you so much. And now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white? Oh, Hispanic, okay, thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Like college-wise? Or
okay.
High school? Or college.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I disapprove.
Okay, and is that strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
I'd rather not say.
And which way do you lean as of today, towards a Republican or Democrat?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, got it. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. And for each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person, and then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. And if I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. And the first one is Myra Flores.
I know who she is, yes.
Okay, and would you say that you have... Okay. And would you say that you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion about her?
Favorable.
And is that very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
Yes, I have heard of him.
Okay, and do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about him?
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. And is that somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Got it. The next one is Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Got it. And the last one is Vicente Gonzalez.
I've heard of him, but I don't have an opinion about him. I don't know. I don't know too much.
Okay. Got it. Got it. Now, thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested, How interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Can you repeat that last question? And I'm so sorry.
Don't worry. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Like, in other words, am I going to vote? Yes, ma'am.
On a scale from 0 to 10, how interested are you?
10.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
I'd rather not say.
I really understand your complaints, but your opinions are really important, and all the answers you give me will remain strictly confidential.
Right.
So, would you... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead with your question, ma'am.
Yes. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote between Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
I would say for Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for the U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Albert, the Democrat, or Ted Cruz, the Republican?
Probably Ted Cruz, the Republican.
Okay. And if the election for the U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, the Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat?
For Myra Flores, the Republican.
Okay. And would you definitely vote or just probably vote for Myra Flores?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yes. Would you say that you are definitely going to vote for Myra Flores or just probably vote for her?
Definitely vote for Myra Flores.
Okay, thank you. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Do I have to answer that question?
It's up to you, yes, but as I told you, or the answers you give me will remain confidential.
Okay, Republican, ma'am.
Okay, and would you call yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
And would you say you are very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay, thank you so much. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Working class, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, do you usually say that at home you only speak mostly speak Spanish but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English but some Spanish, or only English at home?
Both English and Spanish equally.
Okay, thank you. Now, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Thank you, ma'am. You take care, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you.